time before Stephen gave his heart to the Lord, I knew what would happen if he died, because I knew if without salvation he wouldn't be there. And I'd received the Lord a few years before my brother did. And I remember one time trying to picture heaven without Stephen there. And something in here said, that don't look right. Something's wrong about that picture. And sure enough, here he is. Because we're supposed to apply the token to our families and believe that they can come in. So I believe that. I praise God for it. There was one time Stephen came to me, and he's like, I know I should go to church, I should serve God, but I'm just afraid I won't want to play video games no more. That's what was holding him back. And we wonder how the devil likes to sneak in there. That was salvation or video games. And he was thinking, man, I'm scared I might not want to play video games no more. But he doesn't have that testimony tonight. He's saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. So I appreciate that. We'll invite him out here right now. I pray that your hearts are ready to receive the word. I got to sing this song, 189. Move is on. Brother Stephen, come on out as we sing this one time or a few times, whatever we feel like. Key of C.
The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. I can hear the rustle in the mulberry tree, and I know, the move is on.
Give him praise now, hallelujah.
Move on, brother. The moving day.
Yes, Lord.
And I move a little closer. When streams are flowing, move on, brother.
Give him praise now. Don't worry about your neighbor. Give him praise.
The move is on, my Lord. The move is on. The move is on, my Lord.
Hear his voice calling out to you. Hallelujah, Lord.
I can hear the rustle in the mulberry trees, and I know the move is on. You got to move on, brother. Move on, sister. This is the moving day. Move a little closer. Where the streams are flowing.
Just a single man no
That's
more.
Right.
Now it's
yes,
on
sir.
A bride. Amen.
Amen.
We can all be a part of the same body. Amen.
Yes.
If you'd like to get right into the Word of God by God's grace, we're going to open up to Zechariah. Zechariah is before Malachi, before Matthew. We're going to open up to Zechariah 4.
Amen.
Who loves the Lord this evening?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't he wonderful? Amen.
Yes, he amen. Is.
Good to see you, Brother Kent. God bless you. It's been a while. Amen.
Amen.
Zechariah 4. We're just going to read 6 to 7 real quick. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
That's right.
Who art thou, O great mountain, Lord before Zerubbabel?
Yes.
Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Yes, Lord.
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Hallelujah, Father.
Lord Jesus, truly honor once more, O God, to stand before your bride once more, Lord. You know how within myself, God, I do feel insignificant, Lord. I do feel insufficient within myself, God. Lord Jesus, even you know the weariness in my body, Lord. You even know the weariness in my mind, Lord. But Father God, we believe that greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. God, this wasn't my choosing. This isn't any of our choosing, Lord. But God, 2,000 years ago, we were on the mind of the Almighty. And when he died upon the cross, he purchased every single promise. He purchased every single person in this building right now, God.
Yes,
Lord Jesus, we believe, oh God, that this is not just man's will, Lord, but this is the ordination of Jesus Christ, Lord. God, you predestined, you ordained this, oh God. And we're here, Father, to fulfill thy purpose, oh God. Not just a single man show, God, like I just said, Lord. But a complete body, oh God, gathered in the same spirit. Gathered in the same Jesus Christ. God, we're so thankful, Lord God, for your spirit, God. Father God, that it wasn't based upon some works. It wasn't based upon our doings, God. But Lord Jesus, it was based upon you, God. Lord Jesus, that's where we rest our faith. That's where we rest our hope in this evening, God.
Yes, Father.
Not in ourselves, Lord, but in you, oh God. We're so thankful this evening, God. Father God, now I give myself completely to you, God. Lord Jesus, may you just take this vessel, God, that you've ordained, God, and speak to all of our hearts, Lord, and as well as mine, Lord. That, Father God, we may hear thy word and we may receive from you, O God, even as you promised, Lord. And grant unto thy servant that with all boldness we may speak thy word by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus. For it's in his name we pray. And his bride said,
amen, amen.
Amen. His bride said,
amen.
Amen. You happen to be his bride, amen.
Yes, sir.
You may be seated by God's grace. Sorry, a little problem with my throat there. My title this evening is Grace, Grace. My title is Grace, Grace.
Amen.
Like I said, Lord. The Lord actually gave this to me today. I've never actually preached a message, I don't think, on grace. And I started preaching it at work.
Yeah.
I was like, Lord, this is exciting.
Yes, sir.
This is good stuff, I said. My goodness. My title is Grace, Grace. I'm going to read a quote for you. Is this the sign of the end? 62. This is Brother Bram talking about to Tommy about when he got called into that Chicago gathering and they were trying to come trick him and stuff.
Right.
And he's actually, Brother Bram's telling him before it actually happens what exactly happened.
That's right.
Brother Bram continues on. He says here, and I said, you know what it is, Tommy. Your greater Chicago Ministerial Association is going to challenge me on the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come on.
The greater Chicago Ministerial Association is going to challenge me on the evidence of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues.
Yes.
They're going to challenge me on the serpent seed and on the preaching of grace.
That's right.
Now, could you imagine the prophet for God is going to get challenged on his preaching of what grace is?
Yes.
And it's very important to us what this actually applies to us then.
Amen.
You know, I'm going to jump to another scripture real quick if you all don't mind. All right. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20 says, now then we are ambassadors of Christ, for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be you reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us,
praise
who
God.
Knew no sin.
That's right.
That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Brother Bram said in the Church Age book,
yes.
If you receive the first part, you have to receive the second part now.
Right.
If you have accepted the fact that Jesus Christ has became your sin
That's
for
right.
you, then you automatically have to accept that you have became the righteousness of God.
Amen. Yes.
Now watch what he goes right in 2 Corinthians 6, the very next verse. He says, we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain.
That's it.
Could you imagine somebody actually being able to do this now?
Yes.
When God has bestowed so much grace upon you, but then you receive it in vain.
That's it.
Where it just said, he has became your sin for you, amen.
Amen.
He became your sin for you. And then what happens when you get in these trials and these tribulations? And when an issue comes up, what happens? All of a sudden you forget the grace of God.
Oh my!
All of a sudden, when you did the mistake, you're like, well, I didn't do this, I do that. That's why I can't lay my hands on them no more. What happened?
That's it.
You see, I find a lot in the church, the main problem is not a sin issue, it's a condemnation issue.
That's right.
Brother Branham said the same question happened suddenly, man.
Amen.
On the day of Calvary, every sin was absolutely washed in the blood.
Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's only if you accept it or not.
That's right.
That's the issue.
That's right.
The sin question can be settled for you as long as you received the grace of God.
Amen.
But the problem, what he says is going to happen, is people are going to receive the grace of God in vain.
Oh my.
Could you imagine that? Why would we even want to do this? Let's read another scripture. Let's go to Galatians 2 real quick. Galatians 2 verse 15. We who are Jews by nature are not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
You are not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are also found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? See, what's he saying here? He's saying that even though we have received this grace, even though he has forgiven us, I still find myself sinning. I still find myself with this thing. I still find myself doing that, even though I've been forgiven. He says, so is God ministering ministering sin? What'd he say? God forbid.
That's right.
For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Right? Now, who's the one that destroyed it, though? It wasn't you. It was him. So if he destroyed it and he tried to build it up again, he become a transgressor.
That's right.
Yes. Amen. And right on the day of Calvary, he destroyed every sin. Amen.
Amen.
You expect God's going to rebuild a sin against your life when he's already forgiven it in the blood? Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says he died for sins once for all. Amen.
Yes.
Once for all.
That's right.
There's no more need for sacrifice.
No.
During the law, you had to continue and continue and continue to give the sacrifice in order for you to be cleansed. But once for all, when Christ died on the cross, amen, it forgave every sin.
Praise your name.
You see what happens? It is not a sin issue no more.
That's right.
It's a condemnation issue.
Yes.
We keep doing these things and we keep bringing ourselves down below what we have been called. Listen, church, Christ has so freed us from sin that we're completely separated from it.
That's right. Yes.
So separated from it. The Bible called it a circumcision.
Yes.
That means it's been cut off.
Yes.
Once it's circumcised, there's no putting it back together
again.
Even if you wanted to.
That's right.
See, the problem is,
Lord,
it's not a sin issue. It's a condemnation issue.
Amen.
People keep condemning themselves for being still stuck in this guy.
Come on.
And they keep thinking they're this guy.
That's right.
Don't think this guy. Think this guy.
Amen.
Don't think with the law. Think with grace.
Oh,
amen. Glory to God. Let's keep reading this, though. Galatians 2:19. For if I build again the things which I destroy, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law.
Amen.
That I might live unto God.
Yes.
I am crucified
with
Christ.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Nevertheless, I live. Well, how does that make any sense? He just said I'm dead in Christ, but now I'm alive.
Come on.
Oh, my. That's praise it. God.
Preach.
What is it? The sin has been killed.
Right.
The sin is dead. The Bible says the body is dead because of sin.
Yes.
But the spirit is life.
Amen.
So the sins and the death has been put on this guy, right? The debt in sins and trespasses is put on this guy, but you are still alive.
That's right.
Why? Because you've been so separated from sin.
God.
That it's not even you doing it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Here.
Thank you for it, Lord.
Romans,
thank you, Lord.
Romans 7.
Yes, sir, brother. Come on. Oh, my.
Romans 7.
Yes.
Romans 7:15. For that which I do, I allow not.
Come on.
For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that do I. Sounds like me.
Yes,
if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it's good. Now then, it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Wait a minute. So he just said he did it, but he's saying it's not me. It's actually sin doing it. What's he saying? I'm so separated from this guy that even when I do sin, oh my, praise God. You see why we got to receive the grace of God? Even when this sins, amen. It is not you doing it.
Amen.
Don't receive the grace of God in vain. Don't frustrate it. Believe it and accept it, amen.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Believe that it is no more than I do it, but it's Christ that liveth within me.
Amen.
enemy.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth within me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yes, sir.
Verse 21. I do not frustrate the grace of God.
Thank you, Father.
Could you imagine frustrating the grace of God in our lives?
Forgive us, Lord.
Frustrating it.
Yes, sir.
For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain.
That's it.
But you see what happens sometimes?
Yes.
We do these things and we think, oh, I made this mistake. Oh, I still do this, Lord.
Right.
What happens? We frustrate the grace of God so much. And we forget that the righteousness did not come by that law. But it came. If it did come by that law, Christ died in vain.
That's right. Yes.
Christ's death would be in vain if somehow you could become righteous by the law.
That's right.
By somehow doing something about it.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. Oh, who loves the Lord?
Amen. Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let's go back to Zechariah 4 real quick. Who loves the Lord? I tell you what, this is the first time I preached on grace. Boy, this is good, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
My goodness, if we stop frustrating and actually receive this grace,
cool.
Could you imagine how farther we'd be?
That's right.
Do you know how invincible we'd be now?
That's it right there.
How invincible we'd be. I'm gonna slow down just a little bit if you all don't mind. Ooh, who loves the Lord?
Amen.
Now let's look at Zechariah 4 once more. I'm gonna show you how this is gonna apply to us, how Brother Branham would be challenged on his preaching of grace. Zechariah 4, verse 1.
Yes.
And the angel that talked to me came again and waked me as a man as waking out of his sleep. That's like people who fell asleep in Laodicea.
That's right.
And then fell asleep in sins and so forth. So the angel's now coming and waking him up.
Yes.
And said to me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl, the top of it, and the seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof. So what's that showing us? Well, at the time when this prophet would be waking up out of sleep, would come what? The seven church ages.
Yes.
Not just the church ages, the revelation of it.
Yes.
See, the revelation now of the seven church ages is being shown to him. The seven golden candlesticks.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Now watch where he goes in verse 3. And the two olive trees by it, one upon the right side and upon the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof, which is what? The two witnesses.
Amen.
Brother Branham said the sixth seal was not the tribulation, it was the two prophets.
Come on.
Who are the ones that are going to cause it. So what's happening here? We're seeing the breaking of the seals.
Yes.
Brother Branham talked about the first four seals, showed us what happened in the church ages
and so forth.
And now he's showing us the sixth seal and the fifth seal and so forth.
Yes.
So watch this now. So we see at the timing when this man's going to be waking out of sleep, then the church ages, all these revelations come. But watch what happens in verse 4. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked to me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake to me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Amen. Saying, not by might,
oh yes,
not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. See, it's not going to be by our power, it's not going to be by our might, it's not going to be by our fingering out. It's by the Spirit of God. So here's the question. Then why do we try to live righteous by these other means?
Amen. Right.
Why do we try to do any? You going to be raptured like that?
No, sir.
You're going to be doing so many good works that you're okay, now you can be raptured.
No.
If you can't do none of that by the Spirit, then why do you do anything else by the Spirit? Amen. Did you begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect in the flesh?
Woo!
You see what happens?
Yes.
We start the road. It was by the grace of Almighty God.
That's right.
And somewhere on down the line, when all of a sudden our works start showing up, we go, I don't do this right, I don't do that right. I thought you started with no good works. What makes you think you'll end with any good works?
Oh,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
See what happens? We receive the grace of God in vain.
Hit it,
we take the grace of God. You know what that word frustrate means? It's to not place it right. It's to not use it right.
Yes, that's
oh,
right.
Oh my.
That's it.
We'll be undefeatable if we can understand the grace of God.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Okay, we're going to jump a little bit.
Come on, brother.
If you don't mind.
Preach.
Sorry, I had a hard day at work. My throat's killing me. Praise God anyhow. Having a good day at work now though, amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Who loves the Lord?
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know, I've heard a lot of people actually tell me, they try to tell me the difference between, and I'm not knocking on anybody, don't get me wrong. I just don't agree with it. That's all there is to it.
Sure.
That somehow the middle of the road between free will and the predestination of God is that you can be a son. You can actually be a son of God and then somehow not reach adoption. Somehow not reach adoption.
Mercy.
And they're saying, see, so you can be a son by predestination, then by your free will you choose not to be adopted then. Well, to me personally, this is just me, I call this caressology.
All right, so this can't be wrong. But that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
That's right.
If you are a son of God, tell me how can you miss it when the Bible says you are predestinated unto adoption.
That's right. Yes.
You are predestinated unto adoption.
Amen.
So how can you miss it? See, and I had somebody ask me, actually it was at Sunday for lunch after church. I had a brother ask me, what's the difference between mercy and grace? Wow, this is good, Lord. Praise God.
Come on now.
Good. What's the difference between mercy and grace? Let's talk about story. We're going to talk about Abraham.
Amen.
We're going to talk about the difference between mercy and grace. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Abraham. You watch Abraham in Genesis 18, right? The Lord comes to him in that great manifestation. Brother Brian called it the Son of Man again, right?
Yes, sir.
The Son of Man came before him. He came with the two angels walking in place beside him and so forth.
Yes, amen.
So Abraham comes, and then the Lord comes to him and says, I'm going to visit you according to the time of life. Brother Brian said that'd be the next cycle in the woman's cycle. So see, in order for that to happen, they would have to have their body changes, right? And we know they had their body changes then when he came and said, well, maybe a little bit later, who knows? But he came and said, I'm going to visit you according to the time of life. And that showed that they were going to have a body change then.
Amen.
You watch Genesis 18. Then in Genesis 19, Lot is pulled out of Sodom, right? And Abram actually intercedes and so forth. And then Abraham saw the judgments of God hit Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
Hit it, right? And so forth.
Come on.
So we watch Abram not only get a great visitation from the Son of Man, he saw God himself walking in skin.
Right.
Then he saw the judgments of God hit Sodom and Gomorrah. A supernatural fiery meteor strike hit a city.
Yeah.
Then his natural body, aged 100 years old, transforms into an 18 to 20 year old young man.
That's right.
Within a month's span. All this stuff happens to him. But then we come to Genesis 20.
Right.
And there came a famine in the land.
That's right.
And what did he do? He left the promised land.
That's right. Yes, he did.
Brother Branham said, any Jew that leaves the promised land is backslidden.
Amen.
That's right. How did this guy backslide like that? Well, just so you know, Brother Branham asked the same question.
That's right.
Souls in a prison. I wonder sometimes, when I first read the Bible, why did God let Abraham, that great man, ever stay there and say that Sarah wasn't his wife? How could he do that? Remember, he actually had his wife lie down there.
Yep.
That's right.
Actually had his wife lie down there after having a body change, seeing a meteor strike, after seeing God himself in flesh.
Amen. That's right.
Still backsliding. Amen. Oh my.
Amen.
He said, you've got another man's wife, and I won't hear your prayers no matter how much you pray. You're good as him, but that man is my father. See, it's hard to understand that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It is hard to understand that.
Amen.
But if it wasn't that, we wouldn't know what grace was.
Oh, hallelujah.
God, hallelujah. I read that. I got excited. In order to understand what grace is, this is a perfectly good story to understand just how powerful the grace of God is.
Amen.
Because you watching that story, remember, we're talking about the difference between mercy and grace. Okay? You watching that story, when Abraham makes Sarah lie, and Abimelech takes her, and so forth, right? God comes to Abimelech and says, you're good as a dead man.
That's right. Amen.
He says, what? I didn't do nothing wrong.
That's right.
He didn't do nothing wrong.
That's true.
He did it.
No, he did.
No man could say he did nothing wrong. And the Lord says, I know you're righteous.
He said,
that's why I didn't withhold thee from sinning against me. He said, but you have another man's wife.
That's right.
He said, and that guy, who, glory to God, that guy is my prophet.
Amen.
That guy is my prophet. Not you, who, glory to God. So what was it? He was being merciful to Abimelech, but Abraham had grace.
Hallelujah.
Who, glory to God. Abraham had grace.
Yeah.
So much that God went to Abimelech and showed him mercy.
Yes.
Said, I withheld thee from sinning against me.
Hallelujah.
He said, but you got another man's wife.
Oh, thank you.
That guy's my prophet, and if he don't pray for you, you're dead.
That's right. Yes.
Do you see the grace of God now?
Amen.
Yes, I got
so much that if that man did not have Abraham pray over him, his whole kingdom would have been destroyed.
That's right.
Oh, that grace is powerful.
Yes, sir.
That grace is mighty. No wonder he called amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me.
Hallelujah.
That grace that he bestowed upon Abraham. And listen, could Abraham really deny it?
No, sir.
Could he? I got three kids somewhere in this building, somewhere. Somewhere in here. I got three kids in here. None of them get to choose anything.
Lily wasn't somewhere and gets to choose, I'm going to be somebody else's child.
Right.
There was no choice.
Yes, sir.
They came out of me.
That's right.
And no matter what, oh, glory to God, woo! No matter what, I can't change that.
Amen.
They automatically get my grace. No matter what. Why? Because they proceeded from me. Glory to God. And if you proceeded from God, proven by faith, He cannot deny you.
Amen.
He cannot. Why do we frustrate the grace of God then? Why do we receive it in vain? If you have the faith to believe it, amen.
Yes.
You've received the Holy Ghost. If you receive the word, Lord, I may not live right, but I believe every word, amen. That means you came from the word. He cannot deny you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Let's not frustrate the grace of God and believe and receive it then.
Yes.
How are we going to get a rapture without this grace? Abraham received, Brother Bram typed, that son coming to him as the rapture.
Praise the Lord.
Let's go to Galatians 3.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh my, who loves the Lord?
Amen.
Galatians 3. We'll start. Let's just start first one. We might do a little jump in so you know.
It's all right.
Galatians 3, verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians. I'm going to stop right here. Tall! I'm going to stop right here.
Woo!
I think the Corinthian church gets a lot of heat.
Yeah, they do.
Because the Corinthian church, Brother Bram, and you know, don't get me wrong, they did things wrong and so forth.
They did.
Called it a book of correction, right? Brother Bram called it a book of correction.
That's
don't
right.
get me wrong. But, you know, Paul did say some nice things about them, too, in that book.
He did.
You know? But when he comes to this Galatian church, he doesn't leave anything back on these guys.
That's right.
He said things like, watch this.
Yes.
You know what? Wow, praise the Lord, he's telling me. Watch this. Like in Galatians 1:5, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that's called unto grace unto another gospel. He's just saying, I marvel how great you've been moved.
That's right.
He said later on, somebody says, I'm so surprised you got bewitched.
That's right.
Then he comes to Galatians 3, he said, you're a foolish Galatians, you.
That's right.
Woo!
Watch. Why does this church get hit so hard? Way more harder than the Corinthian church. Watch. Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? That you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you.
Right.
This only would I learn of you.
Yes.
Receiving the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith.
Yes.
What happened? He had a bunch of people get legalists on him. He had a bunch of people who got all legalists and everything like that. And he said, who bewitched you?
That's right.
We ain't workers of the law. Did you receive it by the law? You received it by faith. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
And you cannot receive anything from God without faith.
That's right.
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He hit this church so hard, he had a bunch of legalists show up in the
church.
That's
right.
A bunch of Pharisees show
up
and try to put everybody under bondage again under the law.
Amen.
Just like when they tried doing the book of Acts, when they tried to get everybody circumcised again.
Yes.
What was their reasoning? Peter said, why should we put them under a yoke of bondage our forefathers couldn't even hold?
That's right.
It's not about working. It's not about circumcision. Circumcision availeth no uncircumcision, but a new creature.
Hallelujah.
A new creation. Amen.
Yes.
Deal with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, glory to God.
Let's not frustrate the grace of God.
Jesus.
Let's receive it and believe it.
Hallelujah, Father.
It is not by the works of the law.
That's right.
But I will be changed. I was first changed by the grace of God, and I'll be changed again by the grace of God.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Because I proceeded from Him.
Amen.
And how do you prove that, brother? By faith.
Amen.
I believe it so much.
Hallelujah.
Who loves the Lord?
Yes, sir. Praise His name. Glory to God.
Galatians 3:3.
Yes, sir.
Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?
Glory to God.
Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
That's it.
I wish people give preachers a slack too a little bit sometimes. Where it's not about preachers up here and then
no
guys down
that's
here.
That's right. No,
and I do all these really nice good things and you just can't attain to these good things.
No.
I'm right with you.
Amen.
I can't live up to these works of the law either.
Hallelujah.
I do things. I do mistakes. Everything like that.
Yes, sir.
So when that person's preaching to you, what is it by? It's not by the works of the law. How could it be by the works of the law? He's doing by the same way you're doing. Hearing of faith.
Amen.
Believing what God said.
Yes, sir.
We forget something. See, we receive the grace of God in vain. What was Brother Branham's motto song? only believe.
Amen.
We always focus on the belief, but the only. You see what the problem is? Only believe.
Amen.
Yeah. Only believe. Do you believe it? Amen.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, you have people come on the prayer line, they'll see they can get nothing from God. Also, somebody else walk up and they can receive it just really easy.
That's right.
You know why? Probably because everybody, especially in this message, have a bunch of creeds and dogmas stuck in their head.
That's right.
They have all these message things stuck in their head that becomes a wall to them and they can't break free. Listen, there are certain things we're not supposed to do. So I believe that with all my heart. Amen. There's a commandment from the Lord and things like that. But listen, we allow every single thing in our life to condemn us. Listen, it's not a sin issue, it's condemnation.
Amen, brother.
The
Amen.
Bible says, blessed is a man who does not condemn himself in the things he allows.
Amen.
You have to apply that to your life somehow.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Brother Bram did. Brother Bram went hunting. Could you imagine Brother Branham taking a whole month off? He would take a whole month. October, even miss his wife's anniversary. It was his anniversary. And he'd go for a whole month hunting. A whole month without having services, without preaching. Actually, I think one time he did it for 3 months, if I'm not mistaken.
Fine.
I could be wrong. But I know it's at least a month.
Yes, it is.
And he's not having services. He's not doing anything like that. He's just going out to the woods relaxing. I even heard one testimony of a man one time that said he was actually shocked how little he actually talked about the scripture. He's just hunting. He's just in the woods where he wants to be. Taking a whole month off. Why? Brother Brandon preached a message called what? Letting off the pressure.
Yes.
Amen. Listen, friends, I think sometimes we allow things in our lives to condemn us.
Amen.
When we should realize it's just there to refresh us.
Yes.
It may look like a sin to somebody else, but it may not be a sin to you. And I wish the other people in the message who think it's a sin to them would stop pointing their fingers at everybody else. Because if they start doing that, you can turn the finger right back at them. Call them a bunch of Pharisees. Oh, foolish Galatians.
That's right.
Have you begun?
Amen.
In the spirit? Are you now imperfect in the flesh?
No, sir.
Listen, friends, we're all going to have issues. We're all going to have problems. We're all even going to be different.
Amen. That's right.
We're all going to be different. Listen, I don't like hunting. I don't like hunting. I hate you and hate being in the woods. I don't like doing it.
No, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
Does that make me out of the message now? Things like that? No. You realize people will actually do that to you.
Amen.
They will do that. Now listen, I don't mind the woods and nothing like that. If you want to go hunt, go ahead. You want to go hunt for a whole month because you want to go do it, go do it. I don't care. But you ain't going to find me doing it. I can care less about hunting.
Amen. That's
I can care less about them things. I don't want to go buy a new gun.
Don't
I don't want to. I don't know anything about guns. I just know shotgun, pistol, bullets. Trigger. And there's a safety. That's right. I know that one. Dad told me that one. But other than that, rifle, yeah, I don't know anything about them. See, that doesn't really let off the pressure for me. Listen, friends, do not frustrate the grace of God.
Praise
you see what
God.
Happens in
Thank
our lives
Lord
sometimes.
Jesus,
we frustrate the grace of God. We take, I should have been reading my Bible 100 more hours, and I should have been praying the rest of my day. Oh, so you can pray enough now.
Woo! Come on.
You can pray enough now. Brother Barry says, one thing you can't do enough, that's pray. So tell me, how could you ever pray enough then? And it's not by the works of the law, it's by the hearing of faith. Amen.
Amen.
How do you receive the Holy Ghost?
That's right.
Ain't by works of the law, it's by receiving the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Let's read a quote. Token 63.
Come on now.
God himself recognized his messenger's message. It proved it. They recognized the message. He recognized his messenger's message. And when all the rest of the city shook down, there stood Rahab's scarlet token. Not her words. Not her understanding.
Token.
The token.
Right.
The token was shown. Hey, amen. The token was shown. Then right straight up when the destroying angels and destroyed everything that was in the city, not even a piece of goods was left. One took out a piece of goods and had to perish with it out that denomination. Took the whole thing and destroyed it. Curse be the man that ever tries to build it, so forth. That big thing, they rejected the message of grace and mercy.
Yes, sir.
The reason why Jericho was brought down.
Yes.
Because they rejected the message of grace and mercy. Though they thought they were safely secure, right, in the walls.
That's right.
That big old city walls.
Yeah.
Many people think today, because I belong to a church, I'm safe and secured. Don't you believe that such nonsense? When the blood shall be a token
unto you.
It is not your works. It is not your understanding. It is not your thinking. The blood shall be your token.
Hallelujah.
Try to take your works and wash yourself with them.
Yeah, come on.
Because you can't wash this thing away without your work. With your works. Take your works and take your righteous living and take it before God and let's see what happens.
Sure.
There was one man that tried to do that one time. But Jesus did a parable of it. There was a Pharisee that came into the house of God. Yes.
And then there was another man, I can't remember. The other man came in too. And that Pharisee came up and started trying to wash himself with his works.
Yep.
Well, I fast 3 times a day, Lord. I read my Bible. I do this, I do that. I'm not even like that man over there.
Yeah.
Samaritan or whatever. I'm not even like him. Started washing himself, right? And the Bible says that man, the other man, demon, lift his head up.
That's right.
He kept his head down before the Lord. The Bible says he beat his chest and said, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Jesus said, really, that man, justified.
That's right.
Justified, though he never did it.
Yeah. Begin with.
Your works can't wash it away, but the blood can. Amen. Your understanding can't wash it away, amen. But the blood can, amen. Your understanding can't heal your body, but the blood can.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Your works can't transform you into the kingdom, but the blood can, amen.
Hallelujah.
And we have to remember that with every step of the walk.
Yes.
Listen, friends, I firmly believe this. If you start getting that legalistic thinking in your head, I believe God's going to bring a hammer down at you, maybe even remove his presence from you. I don't believe God makes you sin,
no. But
he may remove his presence from you. Start making you backslide just a little bit, just so he ain't going to be your works anyhow.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I really believe that he do that. Why? Because it's not going to be by your works.
Amen.
That's not frustrate the grace of God. Let's go back to Galatians 3.
Amen.
I want to bring a little balance. Because you say, well, brother, don't we got to do certain things, right? Yes, I totally agree with that. The Bible does teach that. I agree with that with all my heart. But I'm going to show you what this law did. Let's start at Galatians 3. We'll start at 17. Galatians 3 says, and this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise. Understand that now. If it is of the law, then it's no more promise.
Amen.
But God gave it to Abraham by promise. So that means it can't be of law now.
Right.
The promise that Abraham received could not be by the law. It had to be by promise.
Amen.
Which, remember, Brother Bram types that as the rapture.
Come on now.
When he received the Son, that's the same thing as the rapture, Brother Ramp says.
Yes.
So the rapture will not even be by the law.
Right, yes, amen.
That's right.
But it'll be by the promise.
Amen. Yes, oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
The covenant that Abraham was given was unconditional.
Yes.
What does grace mean? Grace means unmerited favor.
Lord.
Unmerited.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm going to say it like that. Unmerited.
Yes, favor. Lord Jesus.
You never earned it. You never will earn it. You never have earned it. You never will earn it. You automatically had it because you came from him.
Yes.
Unmerited favor.
Oh, Lord.
Let's not frustrate that.
Amen.
Well, Lord, I do this wrong. Lord, I've still been doing this for 30 years now. It's unmerited favor.
Hallelujah, Lord.
A lot of people mess this stuff up. We think worse and so forth like that is what's going to get us in the rapture. I see a lot of message people do that. I see a lot of message people tell other people they ain't going to make the rapture. Because they don't do this and don't do that and don't do this. Listen, the message was such a restoration
that
there is a lot of do's and don'ts in it. Because of that denominational veil and stuff like that, we didn't know we weren't supposed to do this or that. Or that was the image in heaven and so forth like that.
Right.
But listen, friends, if we start making this word a bunch of do's and don'ts, we don't make the rapture.
That's right.
Because the law was not, or the law was not the promise given for the rapture.
Amen.
It was not given by law to Abraham.
Amen.
Let's not frustrate this now. You see what happens? Well, you sure we're supposed to live up to the standard, right? No, he did.
Amen. That's right.
And that means you and him, that means you did too.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? So do you. Quit thinking it's you. It's him.
Yes.
Listen, Lord, you do have a flesh you got to deal with.
That's right.
You do got a flesh. You do got this guy. You're gonna, Brother Bram said, you'll be with him to the rapture.
That's right.
That's right.
You're going to have this guy hooked on you and then like that. And this guy sometimes will want to explode. This guy's going to want to blow up and everything like that. I've seen it. Because this guy's like to blow up sometimes.
Amen. That's
this
right.
guy blown up a couple times, actually. But what happens? We think sometimes when that blow up happens, somehow we're going to be blamed for it. We're justified.
Amen.
Who believes they're justified by faith? Raise your hand.
Yes, sir.
If you believe you're justified by faith, believe and testify.
Amen.
So that means you never did it to begin with.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
That means you never did it to begin with now.
Amen.
You never even did it. Brother Brad said in the pardon. He said a pardon is not a forgiveness of the sin only. It's the release from the guilt.
Amen.
Yes,
you don't even have the guilt of the sin anymore.
Jesus.
You don't even have to bear the guilt that you actually did it.
It was this guy that did it.
Praise
it's still
God.
This guy that does do it.
Praise
it's
God.
This guy that always do it.
That's
but
right.
Me, this guy is dead because of sin.
Yes.
But the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Now, what serveth the law then? Why do we have to preach? Listen, I believe in preaching on sin. I believe that. But why do we need to do it? What serveth the law? Let's see what Paul answers.
Right.
Galatians 3:19. Wherefore then serveth the law? It is added because of transgressors. Till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordinary by angels in the hand of a mediator.
Glory.
What's he saying?
Wait,
let's keep reading.
Yes.
Now a mediator is not the mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For there had been a law given which could have given life. Verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture has concluded, all under sin, that by the faith of Jesus Christ, or the promise by faith of Jesus Christ, might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the face which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster.
Sure was. Amen.
To bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. So what serveth the law? It brings the knowledge of sin.
Amen.
Now we know that stuff is wrong.
Hallelujah.
And God doesn't want that. So now what can you do? Bring repentance.
Amen.
What is the commandments of God? Brother Branham said in the token. Andrew quoted that one quote a long time ago, and I've always kept it in my head. Brother Branham said you have to, you receive the token, full obedience to the entire word of God, entitled to see the token. Amen. And Brother Branham tells us what that meant was Acts 2:38.
Amen.
Repent.
Yes.
And be baptized.
Amen.
So what is fulfilling the commandments of the law?
That's it.
Repent and be baptized.
Hallelujah.
We turn into all these things. We turn into things. And what happens? We frustrate the grace of God
Amen.
In our lives.
That's right.
And that's what stops us. That's why we can't lay our hands on sin no more.
Right.
Now listen, if you have condemnation and you need to make something right, that's a little different.
Right.
That's a little different. But listen, friends, even with that, you still don't want to frustrate the grace of God.
Amen, brother. Amen.
You have a chance.
Amen.
You still have a chance. You always have a chance. If you have the grace of God, you can't lose it anyways.
Never.
Hallelujah. Let's not frustrate that.
Amen.
It's not a license to sin for us.
No, sir.
It's not a license to sin. Why? Because the real Son of God doesn't want to do it.
Amen.
This guy
does. Yes,
this guy wants to sin everything like that. But you look sincerely within your heart and say, Lord, I don't want to do this stuff.
Oh,
I don't want to do this
no,
stuff.
Sir.
There's something there then.
Hallelujah.
That's the seed of God.
Yes,
it is.
That's who you really are.
Yes.
Identify yourself with that.
Cool.
Let's say you do it 1,000 more times. Don't identify with any single one of them.
Hallelujah.
Just believe.
Yes, Lord.
Just
Amen.
Believe.
With
Only
Lord
believe.
Jesus.
Identify
yes.
yourself
yes.
with the Word.
Yes.
With the Word. Brother Branham said, don't even take your own thinking.
That's right.
That's right. Get it.
Oh, my. Don't even take your own
Come
thinking.
On,
take this.
Yes.
Just simply believe this
Lord.
And watch it transform
oh, glory
your life.
Glory to God.
Who loves the Lord?
Oh, yes, Lord. Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus.
Let's,
Thank
wow, praise
Lord.
God. Let's go to Luke. This is a pretty good Bible study. Praise God. Luke 15. Luke 15. Who loves the Lord? Is
Amen.
He?
Amen.
Luke 15. You understand what I'm saying now?
Amen.
You understand? Sometimes when we do certain things and stuff, we frustrate the grace of God with them. And we don't want to do that. Paul said, don't do that.
Amen.
Listen, we even frustrate the grace of God with our healing sometimes.
Sure do.
Well, I did this and this and this. Does that mean I can be healed now? Did you receive
my.
It by the law? Can you be healed by the law? Then how you were healed by faith? Only believe.
Amen.
That's only
right.
Believe.
Only believe.
Don't you see? Don't you see the people who Jesus hit on the most was not the whores, not the harlots. Look at Rahab.
Yep.
Rahab was given that token. What? The Bible says by faith.
That's it.
A Gentile. Listen, she was a Gentile.
Right.
That means she had no promise according
no
to
promise.
The law.
That's right.
No promise, nothing like that. Not only was she a Gentile, she was a harlot.
Amen.
She was a woman who did bad business
yep,
all the
right.
time. The man said probably because she was poor and so forth like that, so she had to make a living and so forth like that. She was kind of forced into it a little bit. But the desires of her heart, she didn't want to do it.
That's right.
But she was found as a harlot, as a Gentile. But by faith, she said, I want a true token. And
yes.
what happened? Her faith, though she was a Gentile, though she was a harlot, her faith pulled out a token. You never find a promise in the Bible that Joshua said, you know, give them a token. Not even them two messengers.
That's right.
Remember, we just read in that quote. He said, God honored his messenger's message.
Amen. Right.
God honored. Joshua honored his messenger's message.
Amen.
Because of her faith,
yes,
they responded to her faith.
Right.
And then when it went back to Joshua, so much that when the city fell down and he saw the scarlet thread, he said, go get Rahab.
That's right.
I see the token.
Amen.
I see the blood. I honored my messenger's message.
Amen.
And the Lord brought us a messenger true and brought a message to us. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And it's not by the works of the law. Apply the token. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
All you had to do to apply the token was what? Use hyssop. Brother Man told us what? Was common faith.
That's right.
Not a unique faith, not a special faith.
Amen.
It's a common faith. There's a way you can find anywhere.
Amen.
Well, brother, where's my faith? Where can I find it? Here's one right now. Anytime you go in your car, what do? You stick the key in.
Yep. Turn.
And you believe by faith. When you turn the key, it's going to start.
That's right.
Wait. That's just common old faith you can find anywhere.
Yes, sir.
When I go to work. And listen, I need a little more faith for this. I don't like going to work. But by faith, I believe when I go work there, for every hour I work there, I'm going to get paid $11 an hour. I do that by faith.
Yes, sir.
I haven't got the money in my hand yet.
That's
I don't walk in there every hour. Okay, where's my 11 bucks? Okay, next hour, where's my 11 bucks? I am working there for 9.5 hours a day by faith.
That's right.
Wait, brother, you can't tell me it's that simple.
Oh,
that's
my.
The problem. Creeds and dogmas in our head.
That's right.
We made the word of God righteousness by the law. It is not that. It's common faith anywhere.
Amen.
Just believe it and apply it. Amen.
Yes.
All that's it was right. With a common weed. Take the blood and apply it to the door.
Oh, hallelujah.
You walk in. You can be the shortest guy on the block. With an ugly haircut.
That's right.
Crossed eyes, everything like that. But if you had the blood on the door, amen. No matter what happened,
God.
The angel could not kill you. Don't you see? You can have all these issues. You can have all these problems. You can be the dorkiest kid on the street. But if you got the blood,
Lord.
If you got the blood, the angel cannot kill you.
Oh, yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
You see what we need to identify ourselves with?
Right.
Don't identify yourself with the works that you do. Identify yourself with the blood of the bleeding word.
Yes, Lord.
Brother Rand said, apply
yes,
the token
Lord,
to your heart.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You may be the ugliest kid on the street.
Lord,
you may be the weirdest one, and you will be the weirdest one. You got the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Amen, brother. You know, right?
Yes, sir.
But if you got the blood,
amen.
If you got the blood applied, that death angel cannot get you.
Pray
God.
It is the message of grace and mercy.
Amen.
I believe he's also merciful to them that are grace too.
Sure is.
Right? Amen.
Amen.
I think he also gives us mercy too. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
See, a lot of people like to turn the image of God into some righteous. Well, he is a judge. Don't get me wrong. That's the only way he could judge. But listen, church. It's not because of this law no more. It's because they did not receive the pardon.
That's right. That's
they
it.
Did not receive the blood of the Lamb.
Yes,
they could not receive it. That's why. And that's why we preach sin. That's why we preach the
yes.
law. In one sense. That's why we do say, you know, women don't cut your hair. Don't do these things. Skirts off. Man, don't smoke. Don't drink. Reason why we preach these things is not necessarily to try to bring an image that you're somehow going to be righteous because you're doing it. But we're doing it because it brings the knowledge of sin that you need to get right. Right before the
yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Repent.
Amen.
And be baptized. It brings the knowledge
amen.
Of sin. Now we know. And now we can act accordingly. The Lord does give us a few things that we're supposed to do. But Abraham even said he gave us three ordinances that we
that's
have
right.
to do.
Amen.
That's right.
Right? Water baptism, communion, foot washing.
Yep, that's
we're
right.
supposed to fulfill them things.
Yes.
So much that Jesus said, if you don't take communion, you have no part with me.
Right.
That's right.
Things like that. So there is commandments we have to do and so forth, right? And we do believe that. We do obey them. We want to do the best we can. But listen, friends. Let's say we even don't sometimes. Let's say we get a wrong spirit about us. Let's say we do this and do this and do that. Sometimes we take things that, like I was talking about earlier, when we let off the pressure, and we say, oh, we sinned. Why do you have to sin? That is, no, don't apply it. Don't frustrate that grace of God to you. God gave you grace for a reason. One time, I was thinking about this earlier today. One time, Brother Branham said he was outside. Oh, it was recognizing your day in this message. Brother Branham said that was the hardest sermon he had to prepare for. He just couldn't get the message. He said the devil's finances are just going to fight harder than get it. And things like that. But he ended up trying to figure out a message. He's walking around the house. He decides, you know what? I'm going to go sit outside. He said, you're sitting outside. He got so high, he took his shirt off. Could you imagine me. You don't want to. But let me just say, you know, take any other preacher, take any other man, and you hear, you drive by the street and you see him without a shirt on outside. Oh boy, what would we say? Oh, that brother's got a spirit on him.
Yeah.
Boy, I better go pray for him now. Boy, that devil's got him today. Oh boy. But no, I don't believe that at all.
No, sir.
I believe Brother Branham was a woodsman. He liked the outdoors. If he was hot, what do? Take your shirt off. You're hot.
Right.
You see what happens? We frustrate the grace of God. We also frustrate the grace of God towards each other.
Sure do.
Let's say you find your brother's been doing something that you may not necessarily think he ought to be doing.
Sure.
So what?
You do.
Well, you know what a lot of people's first reaction is? Go up and tell him. Oh, I just got to tell that brother. Brother, you got a devil on you today.
Yep.
Just so you know, you got a devil. Just so you know, I know you know. I have to tell you.
Go on.
You know what, Brother Branham said your first reaction should be? Go pray for that
person.
Amen.
Go pray for him. Go find out. Get before the Lord.
Yep, he'll show you.
And Brother Branham said you'll go up. Yep. Says when you come down, you'll start feeling sorry for him.
Yep, that's right.
Why? Maybe he's going through something that time. Maybe it's not necessarily wrong, but you made it wrong in your head.
Yes.
Somehow you made it wrong in your head. I know some people who watch a football game sometimes.
Sure.
Well, what is there actually wrong with throwing a pigskin around? Nothing really. Unless you start worshiping it, right? Unless you start getting... But some people just watch a football game. I'm not one of them people either. So, you know, I don't do that either. But listen, let's not frustrate the grace of God towards
Thank
each
you,
other.
Lord Jesus.
Let's not That's frustrate towards each other. Well, Lord, you can forgive him just as much as you forgive me for anything else I do.
Amen.
You see what happens?
Yes.
We're not righteous by the law anyways.
Amen.
We're
going
to be raptured by faith.
Yes.
We're going to be raptured by grace. Let's not frustrate the grace of God towards each other.
Amen.
Let's not frustrate towards each other. Maybe you don't think your brother ought not be doing what he's doing. Well, take it before the Lord. Just leave it up to God. A lot of people walk around thinking they're the Holy Ghost. Don't they? Some people walk around thinking they're the Holy Ghost, and I'm your conviction, and I'm your understanding, and I'm everything to you. That's not, like I said, this is not a one-man show.
No, it's not.
It's a body.
Amen.
It's an entire body.
Praise
God.
United
under one head, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We are one body. I never got to Luke 15, did I?
That's all right.
Let's just do Luke 15 real quick, and we'll try to wind her down by God's grace. Who's loving the Lord? Boy, this is good stuff on grace, ain't it? Amen. I feel great a million bucks.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, once you get this understanding of grace of God, you can take on any devil.
That's right.
How can you lose? How do you lose?
It's hard to do.
The Bible says you received a double for all your sins. The headstone. Wow, well, we're never going to get Luke 15. The headstone. The headstone came down crying grace. Grace.
Yes, amen.
The headstone. What's the headstone? Coming upon the church ages. Right? With the Holy Ghost in the middle, right?
Hallelujah.
Which is the bride. Standing in the breach between the headstone and the pyramid. And the headstone is crying. Grace.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Grace.
Jesus, I receive it, Lord.
The headstone is not being glued by a law, by things we do, by our righteousness. Your righteousness is filthy rags anyways.
That's
just as filthy as this sweaty rag right here. This is all your righteousness is. Kind of smells too, just so you know.
Amen.
But your righteousness is of him. And the headstone is crying, grace. Grace.
Amen.
It's grace.
Yes, Lord.
You're in this by grace. I picked you because you come from me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Because you come from me. You automatically get my grace.
Thank you, Father.
That's why you're in this church.
Yes.
That's why when you sin, it's not accounted to you.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that, just so you know. It is not even imputed to you.
Oh, Lord God.
Oh, no matter how many times will the Lord do that? Peter asked the same thing. How many times should I forgive my brother? Seven times? Jesus said, not seven only. 70 times seven.
That's right.
Well, brother, how do you run out then? Could you imagine that, sister? God bless you, sister. Could you imagine that? You doing just one single sin for her. He will forgive you over 490 times.
Thank
for just
you,
that one instance of sin. Remember, he just said that one sin. Should I forgive him? Because the Jewish tradition was you ask for forgiveness three times. No, forgiveness. No, for just the one instance of sin. It's not counting the second instance of sin. When the second instance happened, then you have to do the process again. The three. So it's just talking about one instance of sin. How many times should I ask my brother to forgive me? Seven times? No. 70 times, seven times. So I ask you something. How could you ever run out?
Yeah.
How could you ever run out of grace? The headstone did not just cry grace.
That's right.
It said it again.
That's right.
The headstone said grace. Grace. It's grace. Grace. you. Get in your head.
Amen.
It is not law, it's grace. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You're healed by grace. You're saved by grace. Your body changed by grace. It's all by grace. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Praise
you see why
God,
people would hit Brother Randall on their message of grace now?
That's right.
He wasn't going around and said, make sure you pay your tithes.
That's right.
Make sure you give him all your money. You see why they're hit on preaching of grace? They got to follow our creeds. They got to follow our dogmas. No, the messages of grace. Amen.
Amen.
We may not all believe the same way.
That's all right.
So what?
That's right.
Don't frustrate the grace of God.
Amen.
God can forgive that too. Why not?
Amen.
Amen. Let's say they're wrong in their doctrine. So what? God can forgive that too.
Amen.
Can't he? If they have the grace of God, tell me how they're going to do it.
Amen.
How could they miss it then?
Amen.
See what we happen sometimes? Sometimes we frustrate the grace of God in our lives.
That's right.
Sometimes we change it. We try to change it into an image of a man.
Sure.
We try to change it into an image of a man, don't we? We try to change it into the image of, well, if we can live like this righteous man right here. Do the works of this man. We do not change the image of the incorruptible God into the image of a corruptible man.
No, sir.
Paul said that.
That's right.
But see what happens? We get that thinking. It sounds good on paper, don't it? It sounds good when we say the grace of God on paper. But then we start taking a few steps.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you do something that somebody else told you was wrong. Then what happens? Oh, boy. I can't believe I've got to be circumcised now. Boy, why would I possibly do something like that? I've got to be a devil today.
Lord.
Oh, my. I can't believe it. See, sounds good on paper when you read it in the Bible.
That's right.
Now it's time to walk. If you're justified, why you walk around condemned?
Yes, that's it.
You never seen a drug? You see O.J. Simpson do that? When O.J. Simpson went to that court trial, said you didn't know it. You didn't see him cut high from every court.
Ooh, I better hide from that court.
Better hide from them cops. And why do we hide from the devil?
Amen.
When he comes and tries to condemn us, amen. Throw him back in his face and say, I never get it.
Hallelujah.
Say it to him, I never get it to begin with.
Amen.
Believe it, even if you do it 100 more times, throw it in his face, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
There is no advantage to unbelief.
No, sir.
At all.
No, sir.
Even if you're wrong.
That's right. That's right.
Even if you're wrong, there is still no advantage to unbelief.
Amen.
Brother, prove it. Okay, I will. Thanks for asking. Brother Graham, one time when he was first starting the healing ministries, when he first started, right, the Lord said, not even cancel, stay before your prayer, right?
That's right.
So what did he do? He go in front of that audience and say, give me your worst case.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
They're putting it up and so forth, the worst case. He said up there, I think one time he said he prayed for 2 hours with the same person.
That's right.
Finally they got healed. That person got healed.
Sure did.
He actually did it, I think, 10 times or something like that. A couple more times
right.
Anyways.
Yep.
Finally the Lord comes to him and says, hey, you're doing that wrong.
Yep.
That's not what you're supposed to be doing. You're making a show.
That's right.
Right? The Lord came and corrected him on it, right?
Right.
But did any of them people not get healed?
Woo! Glory! Hallelujah!
All them people still got healed even when he was wrong.
That's right.
There was no advantage to unbelief. Even when he was wrong, doing wrong things, doing everything wrong, that person still raised up.
Yes.
You see, there's no advantage to unbelief then.
Amen.
This is the Lord's doing. Don't make it your doing. It's the Lord's doing. The Bible calls him the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes, sir.
Quit trying to make you the finisher. Lord, he said he knew it.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes,
who
Lord.
Hath resisted his will?
Yes, sir.
If he's willed you in it, who hath resisted his will?
Amen. Amen.
Who loves the Lord?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let's stand to our feet. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
bless
you, Lord, for grace. Blessed be your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That was my first time preaching on grace.
Praise his name.
And I tell you what,
that feels good.
I'm still just as excited now as I was at work about 10 hours ago.
Jesus.
There's something about this that's freed me too, even, I have to
yes,
admit.
Sir. That's right. Yes.
Because I think a lot of times we do get creeds and dogmas in
yes,
our head.
Do. Right.
That we stop ourselves from doing certain things. We even try to, let's say you even are doing them certain things that you think you ain't supposed to be doing.
Right.
What's happened? You've turned the grace of God into a law now.
Yes.
Even because you're not doing it doesn't mean your attitude ain't right towards it.
That's right.
God may bring you around, make you backslide, and do it anyways. Just to prove to
yes.
you,
thank you
that it's not a law.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it's not, you're not Hallelujah. Being righteous by law.
What's the middle of the road between faith or grace and law?
Brother Ray said it was love.
That's right.
Oh, it was my. Love.
Yes.
If you don't mind, I'm going to tell you one more story. My dad told me one time.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
A woman was married to a man, so forth. And that man came up and said, you got to do this, 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 you got to do this. And she walked around doing stuff like that, and she, whatever. Well, I don't remember if the man died or something like that, but anyway, she got a new husband then. And she actually loved this husband. And the husband never did anything like that. And later on, she actually found the list her old husband gave her. And she looked and she realized she was doing it all. She was doing everything on that list, and she didn't even realize it. Why? Because she wasn't living by law.
That's right.
She wasn't making grace disgrace. She wanted to serve her husband.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
But what was it? The middle of the road was what?
Hallelujah.
Love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just loving Jesus. The Lord. Oh, just love the Lord, Lord and don't worry about it. He'll bring you around. Oh, he'll teach you. Jesus. He'll show you. He may even teach you when you get a little legalistic.
Yes,
maybe
Lord.
He'll teach you this, that, or another.
Yes, he does.
He's done it to
yes,
me.
The truth. Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Aren't Amen. You thankful he'll do that for us?
Oh, hallelujah.
Even if the rapture would happen
so
tomorrow,
good,
he'll still do it for you tonight.
Amen.
We don't have to frustrate the grace of God.
Oh, praise his
glory. It's grace, grace. Go ahead and sing that, Dad. It's grace, grace. Let's sing that together.
It's grace, God's grace.
So thankful this
Thank
evening, God, to hear the grace of God to our lives, God. Lord, even I'm so blessed in my soul, God. Knowing, Lord, that all these sins that have been committed by me, Lord, all the thoughts, all the actions that I do have been separated from me by the grace of the Almighty. And Father, we want to walk in that grace this evening, God. Lord, I pray, God, that we want to throw our sins before you, Lord. Lift our hands and say, Lord, we don't want to live like the Galatians, Lord. We want to be corrected by the Spirit of God, Lord. We want to be perfected by the Spirit and not by the works of the law, God.
Oh,
God, we want to receive that grace. We don't want to frustrate it, God. We don't want to receive it in vain, Lord. We're going to believe it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Even when we make 100 more mistakes, Lord, we're going to receive that grace, oh God.
You forgive
me, believing God. That blood cleansed us and made us clean, Lord. Father, I pray if anybody in here has a need, Lord, and wants that grace, God. They would just lift their hands before the Almighty right now and say, Lord, I receive it. Lord, I want to accept it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, for it, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for speaking to our hearts,
yes,
Lord. We just pray, God, that, Lord,
oh,
we just receive
Father,
that grace, Lord. That it will change us, it will mold us, Lord. We're just going to walk with you, Lord. Remember, church, Noah waited for God in the ark, but Enoch walked with God and he was not. Father God, we're so thankful this evening for you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We want to sing Amazing Grace. Isn't it amazing to us?
Amazing Grace. How sweet the sun.
Oh, did you feel? Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to receive.
Love, oh, but.
me saved. Lord, bring us safe thus far. It is going to take us home.
And grace will be.
Oh, we worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus.
We've been there 10,000 years.
Just keep on worshiping Him. Don't worry about nothing else right now. Look, church, if you don't know God spoke tonight, you've been deaf and dumb. Because He came back and reiterated, I think, everything I've said since we started this church right here this night. And even things that I'm about to preach, He was already hitting on. God was showing me things that I've been legalistic about. That was the whole message I'm ready to bring soon. It's about grace. You must receive His grace. How do I know I have His grace? His life has come into me.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, we commit this people into your hands. Lord, we know your presence is here. You're worthy of all praise. Thank you for your amazing grace, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor tonight. Lord Jesus, may you move in every heart, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Now, I feel agreement in the Spirit. Look, if you have a need, you don't need to leave here without it. If there's anybody sick, we need to take care of that tonight. God's grace has already paid for that. When you come forward, we'll anoint you with oil. The Bible said the prayer of faith will save the sick. That goes for sin sickness too. If you're frustrated, you're depressed, you need to act upon the Word. Don't let the Word fall on deaf ears. You need to accept it and walk out of here free. We should be the most happiest people in the world tonight.
Amen. If
there's anything keeping you back, I pray you reach out with the hand of faith and to God's amazing grace and receive it tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Father. Just letting Him have His way. Dad Kiyosi, I want to sing Only Believe. Until everyone's got perfect faith tonight. Look, don't settle for nothing less than perfect faith. Don't settle for one doubt in your mind as you walk out of this place. I want to know that we're walking right in this rapture, every single one of us. Leave. Just sing it if you believe it. In all things are possible.
Possible. Only believe. And only believe. Only believe. For
in praise now. Be sincere like they're praying for you.
For all things are possible.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence. Yes, Lord Jesus.
You want to see
Jesus is here. I know Jesus is here. And all things are possible. Jesus is here.
You read that promise, right?
Jesus is here.
Jesus Christ for the missions, and he shouted.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Father.
You want the Holy Ghost tonight? You want it right now?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Right now. People make fun of you, you still gonna want the Holy Ghost? If somebody comes around and make fun of you and say this,
thank you for
God, you still want the Holy Ghost?
God,
what if
right
God, God doesn't bless anything else anymore? Maybe you have to walk the same way you're doing right now. You still want the Holy Ghost? You want the Holy Ghost right here, right
now.
Father God,
yes, Father God, thank you for the Spirit of living God. Lord, fill my sister, Lord. May be changed from this
Holy Ghost.
Let that new birth come right in there, Lord Jesus. You feel welcome every day of her life.
Let the Holy Ghost
seal the Lord into the kingdom, we pray. Hallelujah, Father. You promised to, Lord Jesus. Yes, Father God. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord Jesus. May you change and resettle in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you for it, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you're worthy, Father. You're worthy of praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. With all your hearts, now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord God, thank you for the new birth that's taking place. I believe it, Father. I confess it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Satan, you're a liar. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Believe.
Oh,
Lord, I believe.
Confess it now that you believe. Tell the devil in his face.
Thank you.
Lord, I believe.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you for that grace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father.
Thank you.
Oh, bless me, Lord. Oh, Jesus, bless me.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, the
Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
For all things are possible. Oh, just bask in His presence. He's here to do mighty things this night.
Hallelujah!
Receive it, tonight, church.
Jesus is here.